This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The universe smiles upon you as you begin to manifest with all the tools and techniques that we give you. This is like a guided meditation to the day. Right? And we're speaking, Jennifer Horn. Speaking of things that are the folks at NASA, I have a daily trip to the website.
Yep.
So here's something they just found. An ocean, it's sort of a world, it's kind of like out of the Cameron movies, Avatar. Ooh. Right? This is what this sort of
they
looks
found
like.
Little blue people?
An ocean world, something that is, if you can imagine, a planet that's all water, basically. It has an atmosphere. And so NASA says, this is from obviously from the James Webb Space Telescope. They're finding more and more things almost every day. So they're looking at these exoplanets. And nobody else can see these things. That's where these spectrographs and I mean stuff that you and I don't. I haven't the slightest idea, kind of how this all works. But this is a planet identified as K2-18b to separate it from K1-18A.
Now, I've been there. I haven't been to B.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This is 120 light years away from Earth, which is in the constellation Leo. So it's in this galaxy. It is orbiting a habitable zone, and it's around a dwarf star called K2-18. So this is K2-18B. It is 8 times larger than the Earth, has lots of methane gas. How in the name of God can they figure this out? The thing's 120 light years away.
Yeah.
Huh? It does make
your
brain
hurt. Yeah.
Right. It has methane, carbon dioxide, a little bit of ammonia, and let's see here. And you need all of those things. It's under a hydrogen-rich atmosphere. But this is looking... This telescope is a million-plus miles away from Earth, but that's nothing. It's taking pictures of something 120 light-years away. People say, how do we know what a light-year is? Okay, so you take the speed of light, which is, what, 180,000 feet per second, something like that. You multiply that times how many seconds there are in a minute, times how many minutes there are in an hour, times how many hours there are in a day, times how many days there are in a year, and that's what a light year is.
Yeah, good luck.
So, what the conclusion to all of this is that Earth, as far as they can tell, it first emerged with in the form that it is as something like this planet. And so finding them elsewhere is a good way to determine...
So does that mean we're going underwater soon? Is that what the...
No, what it means is that there are other planets that are just like ours. We all know that. That's, you know, we get into the simple stuff about extraterrestrials and all the things that we talk to Uri Geller about every week. But as we know, science has figured out that we... Life as, you know, the single and double cell vehicles, good name. What are these organisms, that's what I was looking for, have existed in plankton. It's phytoplankton, and this is the way marine environments get started. And so, I mean, think about this again. It's make your head ache, but it's fascinating stuff. And apparently, this particular planet has a similar orbit around its sun. And the telescope can see that. And anyway, I just get a headache. But it's fascinating stuff. And gives you a perspective on all of this nonsense that we argue about every day because we don't understand these things. So we fight about stuff that we think we understand, or we involve ourselves in things that are pretty silly in comparison
to
all that.
Does Uri believe, what did Uri think about the artifacts in Mexico?
Oh, he thought it was fascinating. That's when he launched off into finding male and female body parts. That's the aliens. Did we talk about this? You weren't here with Uri a couple of weeks ago. We were off on a tangent because he found a picture of a female alien with a vagina. And that's the whole, like, sort of this whole thing the last couple of weeks has been talking about the fact that we'll have encounters, daily encounters with aliens in the next 20 years. And then somehow that bounced off into women's private parts. But it's just, the whole thing is a doggone fascinating. All right, let's get back to basics here, shall we? The Attorney General in Indiana claims that patient privacy laws have been violated. A doctor publicly shared the story of a 10-year-old rape victim who went to Indiana. She was from Ohio. She obviously was not named by the doctor. The whole business suit doesn't bother me. I'm not even interested in that. As you can imagine, what really stands out here is a 10-year-old girl who's a rape victim who needs to go someplace else. Ohio should be ashamed of itself. They're not helping some 10-year-old who's been raped and became pregnant, and so they have to go to Indiana. What's the matter with people who don't see the human side of the trauma in this and just look at it as black and white? What am I missing here, Jennifer?
I think there's always extenuating circumstances that are not always the rule, but...
Oh, what's extenuating about that?
Well, I don't think it's oftentimes that you have a 10-year-old rape victim that they're concerned about when they're legislating. What they're concerned about is people who are adults who are looking to abortion as a type of birth control. So again,
I get that. Yeah.
You know, it's giving it up to the state.
But there's got to be a flexibility here someplace. There's got to be, right? Doesn't there have to be some interpretation of this?
I would think so, but, you know, it is up to the states now. So if that's the case, then you go to the next state. But, you know, you would think that there would be some sort of common sense built into everything.
Yeah, you would. I see, speaking of common sense, the great Chuck Schumer, who is the minority leader in the Senate, right? Right under Mitch McConnell.
He's majority.
Majority leader, sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, in the Senate. I'll try it the other way around, yeah. So he has announced there will be a new Senate dress code. This is very important.
This has to be, like, aimed at John Fetterman, right?
Well, he's always in a sweatshirt, right?
Always.
Isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now it seems they are allowed to wear whatever they want on the floor of the chamber. That ought to be a circus.
Great.
Right? But who's going to wear business attire and who's... This is another reason.
If you can't strap on a jacket and at least a collared shirt to go serve in the Senate, I don't know. I just feel like... I guess we're just really so far out of the decorum era that...
We're allowing these people, you know, just anybody can join the club now. And I don't think that... Fetterman has no business being there. He doesn't have... He can't function well or properly. Feinstein, McConnell, all these people.
Chuck Grassley is 90 years old, and he is as spry. They were just doing a birthday feature with him at his house on Fox and Friends this week. And you look at this guy, and it's not age. It is really functionality. This guy is jumping up and down, going into the cornfield.
It's not an age
thing,
you're right.
Going to scoop ice cream. He reminds me of you at 90. I mean, he's farming, going to the ice cream
yet,
store.
Thank you. Yeah,
no,
right.
But I mean, I could see you acting like him at 90 years old, you know, just all over the place.
Yeah, me too. Yep, exactly. All right. The Ukraine is in our focus today. The military beginning a counteroffensive after the Russians launched a bunch of bombs over Rosh Hashanah into a Jewish area of Kiev, specifically targeting this area, very small area, strategic area. And so now because Zelensky's over here to try to convince the American government to give him more money. He was interviewed on 60 Minutes last night and warned that Putin could cause World War III. I don't know that I think there's an exaggeration there. I think most people know where Putin is coming from, and even his allies wouldn't go along with something. See, because it's the end. No matter how you slice it, if Putin wants to off himself, great. But to the people who are trying so hard for whatever the reason to control the world, you don't control a world that doesn't exist. And it doesn't exist. And now there are those who say, well, World War III is going to be fought on computers. And there's probably some logistical logic to that. Is that a double entendre? Anyway, there's probably something to be said for that. Because if you wipe out everything with computers, why do you think the Chinese are trying to do what they do with all the technology? And then, because Biden has sent an emissary over there, does it make us look strong or weak because we're reaching out to have conversation with them to try to calm down all the rhetoric and the animosity that's created, most of it by the Chinese, right? We didn't start COVID, they did. We're not using TikTok to see into everybody's life, they did. We're not eavesdropping on everybody with a Chinese-made iPhone, they do. So how do we find the middle of the street here? How do we find middle ground? That's very challenging. Yeah. I think a good leader can do it. But then once again, we wonder, okay, I think it's good that Biden, at least as far as this is concerned, having some leadership. I'm sure the Republicans will criticize him because they say it's weak to go to them, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I always want to have at least one Trump moment while you're here. He has called a 6-week abortion ban signed by DeSantis a terrible mistake. Huh. What's his position? Does anybody know?
I think he was trying to leave it up to the states.
Yeah, home rule. Okay. All right, so yeah.
Six weeks is early, I think, is what he's getting at.
Yeah, it is. Okay. All right, Jennifer and Doug here at 18 After on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, we got 23 at the hour now on the Good Day program. This is our social media portion of the program where Jay and I take apart some of the things that are on people's minds. You can comment at Good Day Networks for all of our social media handles. And in celebrity news, the gossip is about the talk shows that started and then stopped. So let's go through. There are at least three that I can think of, but there are probably more out there. They were going to produce, and then they have paused production. So let's talk about why they should and why they can't seem to move on. That's coming right up after these words.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So, we had Drew Barrymore at first, Jay, who was going to start a week ago today, but now they're not going to start. Or apparently they did a show, but now they've said because of the all of the hoopla.
Getting a lot of pushback.
Yeah, the Writers Guild and the SAG-AFTRA folks. So she decided to pause the premiere of her program. She had posted a since deleted video in which she doubled down on her initial. Why was it deleted? Did she delete it?
Somebody because people get mad about things, and sometimes it's just easier to take it down. She apologized for things, but she also owned her decision. She said she was not going to hide behind anybody or saying that she was feeling pressure to do this. There are so many more people on these teams that are also out of work.
Yeah. So she did it for the right reason.
We must look at it this way, too. She's right, she didn't actually break any rules. She is not part of WGA. She is not part of the Writers Guild, so she did not cross a picket line. As far as SAG-AFTRA is concerned, they don't really have anything to do with the talk shows. And yeah. her show is not on a streaming network that is currently being struck or that there's a strike against.
Yeah. It's more wokeism, politically correct. People can't do what they want to do. CBS, the same thing with the talk. Been on the air since, what, 2010 or so. They're going to delay. They were going to start, and then they decided, nope, too much backlash, too many people, too much focus, too much bad publicity. So today would have been the first day for them to come back. That show is done live in front of an audience. Well, they're all done in front of audiences, but the shows like the one that Drew Barrymore does are done usually a week or so in advance, not like The Talk and not like Kelly and her husband Mark, that show on ABC. That's done live. It just, you know, they just, these things are done. It, yeah. it depends on the
Well, why can't you come back and just don't have writers? Is
yeah.
it, are you afraid that it's going to do too well and prove that you don't need the writers? Yeah. Because let's be honest, everybody needs the writers.
Yep. And now Jennifer Hudson has become the latest to reverse. She was going to come back as well doing that program. I don't know how well that is doing. Do you know anything about that?
I'm not watching
much of that stuff. But anyway, she said she's not going to be returning during the strike, although she did say, I guess, last week or the week before that they were going to do it, and now they aren't going to do it. So lots of pressure from the unions on that score. At 28 after the hour, you're listening to Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Two pilots competing in a National Air Championship air races in Reno, Nevada died yesterday after their planes collided while landing. The Reno Air Racing Association made the announcement. The accident took place around 2 p.m. during a race at the conclusion of a 5-day air show. Fred Telling, chairman of the Reno Air Races Association, wrote that he was completely devastated and heartbroken. In a social media post yesterday, the annual air show has been held in the Nevada desert since 1964. However, a series of deaths at the event has raised questions over its regulations. Three pilots died at the race in 2007, and 10 spectators and a pilot were killed in a crash in 2011. Texas state senators over the weekend acquitted Attorney General Ken Paxton of all impeachment charges, allowing him to return to his job. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day, dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
What happened to our Monday songs? We're gonna do Monday songs. Monday! How many Monday songs did you find, James?
I found a few, but I forgot that we were doing that for this. So let me get them up really quickly. I got.
No, that's all right. We gotta move on. A lot of things going on.
All right.
But tell me, we want to try to find theme songs for every day of the week.
You'll know. Ooh. It's Tuesday tomorrow.
Right. Yes.
You'll know it's
okay.
Tuesday.
Program brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin. They've got that sale now. This is the fall sale where you can take advantage of not only their largesse, but how this works, how this weight loss product has helped so many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the past 26 years. The secret to their success is good service and a good product. That's the secret, isn't that, Jay? And when you think about any program, I suppose maybe we could say that about us here, any long-lived product, if it's got to be something good about it, whether it's a car, whether it's a hammer, whether it's a way to lose weight, whatever it is.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think is so great about you, Doug, that anything you discuss on air in this capacity, it's because you actually use it. One of us actually uses it.
Yeah, right.
It's disingenuous. It really works. And with Calitrin, just like anything of this sort, you still have to pair it with proper diet and exercise and everything.
Yep.
But it is so beneficial, and what I personally love about it is it does not give you the jitters. It doesn't make that heart flutter like a lot of these
caffeine
pills kind of can. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Good point. Check it all out. If you're trying to lose weight and keep it off, Go to toploss.com and check out the secret to Calitrin success. Not such a secret because so many people have had an interview and it's published there. But there's a special deal going on right now. Mention Doug, D-O-U-G, in the checkout, free shipping, and the best deal possible. All right, here's the story. I have a couple of things I want to kind of wrap into this. The problem with solar panels, people point out the fact that if you're using a solar panel in the bad weather, New England or any place where there's a lot of snow, the snow accumulation can gather on the solar panels and the energy system, you know, it'll go down. It won't go away, but it causes losses of 15-20%. And so the heavy snowfall is something that the folks who design these systems are thinking about. And there's a new snowproof solar panel. It's pretty ingenious. Actually, materials and engineering scientists out in Ohio at University of Toledo have developed a really interesting Plan J that's getting awards. There are 150 different solar plant operators in this country, and they're all trying to use this product. It's a strip that's applied to only the lower edge of the panel, causes the melting of the snow without interfering with the absorption of sunlight. Other people have tried to do this and they haven't been successful, but there's a video floating around right now from Snow Free Solar, which is the company in Ohio. They say it's a very easy to apply strip, doesn't cause any partial shading or hot spots, and doesn't invalidate the module warranty, which is one of the things that's most important, because a lot of times you put stuff like that on and it will just basically negate the warranty. So this doesn't require any energy. It's durable. It's strong. This is really, this guy's going to make a lot of money. They came up with this. Mm-hmm. No need for any power. Very passive. That's one of the things we're trying to do in our development. Whole idea of passive energy. It's hard to get success in that area because there's literally no place you can go to get energy. All these people who are well-intentioned, who want to, you know, get rid of. There was a big protest in New York yesterday at the UN. The UN meetings, the fall meetings are happening. They always do at this time of the year, late September, early October. And there were tens of thousands of people who were on the streets protesting to demand that world leaders stop right now using oil and gas. No more drilling, no more using. It's a great message. But it's so naive because there's no way you can exist without fossil fuels at the moment.
At the moment,
so,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so to go with the solar proof panels, I was, as I said, many of you have heard me talking about this development called an AgriHood that I'm working on with a couple of my partners to build a self-sustaining, or we're trying to. It's a farm, you know, it's a development built around a working farm. So we're going to have CSAs, we're going to grow vegetables, we have chickens, we have other means for people to have subsistence, or at least some ability to have your own food right on the farm. And one of the things that we're talking about also is how do we get solar on the homes, or you know, the government wants you to use electric, and there are all kinds of bonus. We can get, I think, $20,000 a home in rebates for putting electric into the houses. But, I mean, think about it for a second. Again, all the electricity at the moment is being produced by fossil fuels. So, yeah, I get that you want to eliminate that, and it's probably a laudable pursuit, and people are working on it. But the other side of it is that all of the California, and the people working on this in New York and here in Massachusetts as well, the leaders are saying, no room for natural gas. We want to reach net zero climate goals, but we can't, as developers, say goodbye. People want gas. And frankly, what older people remember, this is the development I'm doing, is 55 plus. People that are that age, my age, remember the last time we went all electric and almost put businesses under because it became so expensive. Electric companies decided after everybody went all electric to screw the participants and double the price of electric energy. So who's to say that isn't going to happen again now?
That's a legitimate concern.
Of course it is.
And the way things are going, you would think it probably is going to happen.
Right. Especially with all of the, you know, the power grids are all handled, owned by one monopoly in this area, another monopoly in another area. There's no competition there at all. There are people who are trying, and I am, and I would, as other developers are, fighting tooth and nail to keep the lid on a program which allows fossil fuel bans in communities. No, you can't do that. You can try, but you can't. And they're leaving themselves open to huge lawsuits. But here are these people who, some of them are well-intentioned, some of them are just naive, some of them are disingenuous. Banning fossil fuels in new construction, there are cities that are saying, we're not going to have, you know, and I say this advisedly, the liberal, I don't even like that, the progressive, I don't like that term either. The left wing, shall we put it that way, that thinks that this, I mean, this is mantra, this is like a religion, and it doesn't work. There's a grid modernization advisory council here that is focused on trying to encourage the major electrical utilities to be able to take care of future demand. At least they realize they don't want. Here's what happens. Basically, right now, if you go all electric instead of if you would build a regular home, four-bedroom home, it costs you $6,000 a year more to heat your house and use energy than it does if you use gas. Well, who's going to swallow that? And you're going to shove that down everybody's throat? I don't think so. Well, they're going to try, but it's not something. It's something I'm going to discuss with my partners. But no, we're going to put gas in because people want it. Electric is there. There are lots of other things that haven't been, you know, not ready for prime time, like geothermal stuff. That's just too crazy expensive. I'm off on a toot because I don't like. Well, the naivete of all the people that have good intentions that are protesting in New York, foolishness. Because I'm gonna. What do you? You don't know what you're talking about. Here's Gavin Newsom in California says he's going to sign a bill that requires major companies to disclose their greenhouse gas emissions starting next year. Why? What is that going to be? What? You're going to, okay, so I'm not going to buy a car from General Motors because they have too much greenhouse gas emission. Or I'm not going to buy a refrigerator from KitchenAid because, you know, this is what this is aimed at. It's political pressure on an idea that is false to begin with. The premise is false, or faulty, if you will. Anyway.
I still get a kick out of the fact that Newsom wants to eventually make it where everybody is in an electric vehicle. When who has rolling blackouts? Who has grid issues the way that California does?
Here I come. Yep. Yeah. There you go. I'm off the mic a little because I'm looking. I'm trying to figure out which direction to take here. I have a story about Yale University and a woman. This is a guy who's accused of raping a woman. And what's going on with that, how the courtroom, this is like an episode of SUV, Law and Order SUV. Or SVU, excuse me, I always say that. the idea that that Yale expelled this guy, who was a graduate student, for having, for, that was part of the discipline after he was accused of rape. The woman was sued for defamation by the Yale, the person that she said accused her. She got thrown out of school, and I'm not clear from looking at this whether the guy got thrown out or not. So, hello, what's wrong with this picture? And this is a, Yale is a bastion like Harvard and all these other Ivy League schools. Of I have a friend that works at Harvard, and he said, you can't find a white male on the campus, especially when it comes to all of the various programs that they have to bring in students from here, there, and everywhere. So the white student, especially the white male student on college campuses like Yale and Harvard, are being completely discriminated. I'm surprised there isn't a class action lawsuit against these Ivy League schools that are basically keeping white males out of there. They don't want them. Keep them out. So anyway, I don't know whether this guy is white or not involved in this lawsuit down at Yale. But there are they sort of had a hearing on the campus. It was quasi-judicial, but supposedly when you testify, you are immune from having a defamation lawsuit against you. But that apparently has been, that's been unplugged, shall we say. So, I don't know. I just find it, the whole thing is disturbing, frankly. And thankfully, we're out of time. So, we don't have to talk about it anymore. 48 after the hour.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
New wiper blades but aren't sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you the best options for your specific vehicle and even install your new wipers for free. And right now save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Recognize the I Dream of Jeannie theme. Sounds like the theme to a game show. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, Movie Moments. We discuss all kinds of entertainment, film, television. We find the box office totals for the weekend. But first, we focus on this TV show. Was there ever a suggestion it would be a movie?
There was. I mean, when they started doing all those movies based on television shows, I actually am very surprised it's never materialized into a feature film. I mean, you'd think it was prime considering some of the ones they did that really were squeezing the lemon pretty hard to get any sort of creative idea for theatrical. But this TV show, I Dream of Jeannie, premiered this day in TV history, Doug, September 18, 1965, Barbara Eden, Larry Hagman. It's another one of those shows I discovered after school. I believe I watch it on WPIX, Channel 11.
Yeah, you watch everything
there. Brooklyn, New York. And I do remember vividly, I'm pretty confident that the pilot episode, or at least the first few, were filmed in black and white. And then they went to... Then they went to color.
Yeah.
I just want to jog your memory here. Also, a bunch of shows premiered this day. A year later, 64, September 18th, The Addams Family premieres on ABC, John Astin, Carolyn Jones, Jackie Coogan, and Ted Cassidy. Great cast. It only ran for two seasons, but had a pretty strong cult following. They did two features and then a few animated features, but that's a long-running popular property that was a pretty good TV show. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was. All right. A lot of huffing and puffing about TV shows, the daytime talk shows.
And yeah, what do you think of that? I mean, listen, I'm not surprised that they got cold feet. I mean, Drew Barrymore, who is a big favorite in the industry, extremely well-liked. The tide started to turning on her, and a lot of people really were angry that she was going to go back with her daytime talk show, even though she was not going to use writers, but, you know, they wanted solidarity and support. So her, the talk, Jennifer Hudson show, all are going to wait to premiere and support the Writers Guild.
Well, maybe they thought about
that. I mean, they have no choice. They really, when you get that kind of blowback, you really almost...
Well, but why? Is it just political wokeism?
I don't need to tell me.
I mean, there are a lot of people that work on those shows that are out and they're not getting paid.
I agree. I understand.
And they don't need the writers. So I would say, I don't say screw the writers, but I think we've
but
gotten
here,
a little...
Here's the thing. I go back to the same thing. You know, the actors are on strike, right? And the actors obviously support the writers. But there's so much money... in terms of the acting talent on the top level, that they could support these people for a long time.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Spielberg and his wife wrote a check for $1.5 million. I mean, to me and you, that's a lot of money. But to them, it's really nothing.
Well, but that's their judgment. Who are we to criticize? I mean, we can criticize them if we want, but we're not walking in their shoes. Why should I don't agree with that.
I don't know. No, I disagree with you because if
I understand that.
If I had $1 billion,
what
I'd
business? That's their money, not somebody else's.
You
could say maybe they made it because of the other people,
I get it. But I am speaking for myself. I'm just telling you I'd write a bigger check.
Okay.
Me, I would.
So go ahead.
I can't speak for that. You are correct. I don't have that money.
Ah, okay. That's right, too. All right. So where do we get... I almost forgot that.
I didn't know I was going to have to put my boxing gloves when I came on.
No, you don't have to do that. But I just think that all these people who say, well, why don't you write a check? This is a personal decision, whether it's right or wrong. It's none of your business how much money I have. You can say what you want on social media.
It's none of my business how much money you have. But if I feel you have a ton of money, then I would say you're probably a little cheap.
In their case,
not speaking about you, but in their case, the Tom Hanks of the world, the Tom Cruises of the world, all the Marvel stars who've made, you know, Robert Downey Jr., he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. I can't tell them what to do with their money, but they clearly can afford to write out some big checks. I feel strong about that.
I know you do. I can tell.
Okay. Here's the deal. Number one movie at the box office, The Nun 2. It held up well, only 54% drop off. That's a good hole for a horror movie. 14.7, number one. Haunting in Venice got out of the gate well, 14.3. I think it did about $38 million worldwide. Equalizer 3, 7.2. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, 4.7. And Barbie ran out the top 5, 4 million.
There you go.
I'll be back tomorrow, Doug.
Tomorrow, bring your boxing gloves. We'll fix
this.
Yeah.
Never bring a knife to a gunfight.
Hey, Chucker, I love you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.